As we start sports this morning, let's take a look at some of those youngsters from high school who signed on the dotted line here yesterday. Atlantic senior track and field member Alexis Brockman announced her decision to continue her career at Western Missouri State Missouri Western State University on Wednesday. Alexis signed her letter of intent with family present at the Atlantic High School yesterday morning. Brockman competes in the high jump for Atlantic and will compete for the Griffins in the same event next year. Alexis will be part of the first ever track and field team at Missouri Western State as Coach Mark Bierbaum is just starting the program this year. The Griffins compete in NCAA Division II and are members of the Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletics Association. Brockman said she has family connections to Griffins coach Mark Bierbaum, and that helped make her feel comfortable with that decision. Brockman has a personal best jump of 4 feet 10 inches so far in her career. She hopes to clear 5 feet this season and qualify for state. She said she's gained a lot of great experience in high school, but is excited to work with a jump coach on the next level. CAM senior Marcus Doherty signed a letter of intent to play football and baseball at Briar Cliff University. Doherty rushed for 242 yards and had 294 yards receiving, scoring 9 touchdowns for the Cougars last year. Doherty also finishes CAM's third leading tackler. As a junior baseball player, Doherty hit .380 with an on-base percentage of .483. He's been a four-year starter for CAM. Doherty will join the Chargers this fall. A couple of other Southwest Iowa athletes signed on to continue their athletic careers in college yesterday. Nottoway Valley multi-sport athlete Jared Corder signed with Briar Cliff University to play both football and track. Corder signed with family and coaches present at Nottoway Valley High School. Corder caught 37 passes for 463 yards and 6 touchdowns and also rushed 52 times for 333 yards and a score this past season for the Wolverines. He also currently holds the third fastest time in the 400-meter dash in Class 1A. Also Wednesday, Fremont Mills basketball player Dalian Melgoza signed to play hoops for the Doan Tigers. Melgoza averaged 11 points a game for the Knights this past season on 41% shooting. On a baseball now, where Mike Leake outpitched 2016 National League Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. Stephen Piscotty homered and had 5 RBIs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 6-1 Wednesday to avoid a 3-game sweep. Leake gave up 4 hits, struck out 7, and walked no one over 7 shutout innings. The right-hander allowed hits to the first 2 batters and then picked off a runner before getting 19 straight outs. That streak ended when Daniel Murphy singled with 2 outs in the 7th. By that time, St. Louis had taken a 3-0 lead against Scherzer, who yielded only 1 earned run. He did, however, throw 3 wild pitches, 2 in the 3rd inning, after tossing only 2 all of last year. Scherzer allowed 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 innings. Piscotty hit RBI singles in the 1st and 5th innings before launching a 3-run drive in the 9th off of Joe Blanton. Those 5 RBIs tied a career high. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, San Diego beat Colorado 6-0, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 9-2, the New York Mets over Philadelphia 5-4, Atlanta down Miami 5-4, it was the LA Dodgers over the Chicago Cubs 2-0, San Francisco beat Arizona 6-2. One interleague game saw Milwaukee beat Toronto 2-0. In the American League, Andrew Triggs pitched 6 shutout innings, led Jed Lowry, drove in 3 runs, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 8-3 last night. Triggs scattered 4 hits and a walk, striking out 3. It was the former Royal farmhand's second solid start this season, having allowed 1 unearned run over 5 1/3 innings against the Angels. Triggs combined with Ryan Dull to extend the Royals' scoreless inning streak to 19 before Lorenzo Cain and Eric Hosmer drove in runs off of reliever Liam Hendricks in the 8th. Raul Mondesi homered in the 9th. Jason Hamill gave up 4 runs on 7 hits and 2 walks before getting yanked with 2 outs in the 5th inning. The A's have now won 8 in a row over the Royals, 6 of those coming at Kauffman Stadium. Also in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 8-4, Detroit over Minnesota 5-3. It was the White Sox over Cleveland 2-1. Baltimore beat Boston 12-5. Texas over the LA Angels 8-3. Houston beat Seattle 10-5. In Pacific Coast League play, Omaha beat Round Rock 6-3. Iowa 18-5 over New Orleans yesterday. Well, James Loney's getting another opportunity to prolong his major league career. The Tigers have signed the veteran first baseman to a minor league contract and will send him to extended spring training. The 32-year-old Loney played in 100 games last season for the New York Mets, hitting .265 with 9 homers and 34 RBIs. Phillies right-hander Clay Buchholz has been diagnosed with a partial tear of the right flexor pronator mass after surrendering 6 runs and 8 hits over just 2 1/3 innings against the Mets on Tuesday. Buchholz will seek a second opinion next week. When spring drills resume at Iowa, Noah Clayburgh was working with the defensive backs. Yesterday, a standout quarterback in high school at Pella, Clayburgh's college career began as a running back, but he made the switch to secondary after safety Brandon Snyder suffered a knee injury.
You know, we had a good feel about Noah when we recruited him. I really kind of thought that is where he would end up playing, but his preference was to start out at running back, and you know, he just acts like a football player. He carries himself really well, did a great job in the out-of-season program, and was running the ball, I think, pretty well. I'm not sure he couldn't be a pretty good running back, but we definitely have a need right now with Brandon being out.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says they approached Clayburgh about making the switch after Snyder's injury this spring.
We talked to him about transitioning over there. He was very receptive to it. He's got a great attitude, and I think being a high school quarterback, that helps also, you know, just having some command and be able to make calls, checks, those types of things. So, you know, it's only one practice, but I think he's got a good future there.
Iowa's spring game's coming up on April 21st. An Iowa State football player is preparing for life after football. Redshirt senior defensive back Everett Edwards got a special pass to spend the day on the floor of the Iowa Senate. He started 5 games for the Cyclones last season after coming to Iowa State as a graduate transfer from Duke.
I'm enjoying it a lot. You know, this is an amazing opportunity.
At Cyclone defensive back Everett Edwards, he was the guest of Senate President Jack Whitfer of Ankeny in the Iowa Senate Tuesday. Whitfer is a former wide receiver for the Cyclones.
I was partnered with him in a mentee-mentor relationship program at Iowa State with current players and former players, and he has an interest in politics.
Edwards, a native of Texas, graduated from Duke University in 3 years with a degree in international comparative studies. He played 2 seasons for the Blue Devils and got to ISU with 2 years of eligibility remaining.
And I'm currently enrolled at Iowa State in the Community and Regional Planning Master's Program.
Edwards, who speaks Spanish, French, and English, says his trip to the state capital is helping him understand how politics actually works.
I've been trying to take all this in. This seems kind of surreal. It's a dream come true. I know most kids my age aren't like, oh, I want to go see this thing, but it's the kind of thing I love.
Edwards played in a dozen ISU games last season. He's credited with 52 tackles for the season and an interception. He had 8 solo tackles in the Baylor game. Well, San Francisco 49ers' new general manager is willing to surrender the second overall pick in this month's NFL draft. John Lynch says he'd be open to a trade if another team comes up with a suitable offer. Lynch has needs all over his roster after the Niners finished with the NFL's second worst record at 2-14. Lynch says having the number 2 choice puts you in the driver's seat with a lot of options at your disposal. The city of St. Louis and the region's sports authority are suing the NFL over the Rams' relocation to Los Angeles. That lawsuit filed Wednesday in St. Louis Circuit Court also names the league's 32 teams as defendants and seeks unspecified damages and restitution. The suit alleges the Rams failed to meet league relocation rules when leaving for Los Angeles before last season, constituting a contractual breach with St. Louis. 5 of the NHL's Canadian-based teams reached the Stanley Cup playoffs this season after none of the 7 made it last year. The teams north of the border aren't off to a very good start, though. Henrik Lundqvist turned back 31 shots, and the Rangers took the opener of their first-round series, blanking the Montreal Canadiens 2-0. Ottawa also lost at home. They lost 2-0 to the Boston Bruins yesterday. San Jose left the Canadian teams 0-3 on the night, as the Sharks completed a 3-2 comeback win over the Oilers in Edmonton in overtime. Also on the first day of the playoffs, second period goals by Brian Rust, Phil Kessel, and Nick Bonino powered the Penguins past the Blue Jays 3-1 in Pittsburgh, and St. Louis beat Minnesota by a final of 2-1. Final day of the NBA yesterday saw Miami, Chicago, the New York Knicks, Boston, Indiana, Dallas, Toronto, Denver, Houston, Orlando, Utah, New Orleans, the LA Clippers, and Golden State all pick up victories yesterday. With their win, Boston picks up the top overall seed in the East. Chicago also was able to wiggle their way into the playoffs, along with Indiana, with wins last night. That is our check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.